Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
So I thought I was part of an episode of National Geographic, like the seals of Pribilof Islands or something. Boy, that sustained south wind, that hot weather and cold water up. Oh, my man. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 22nd and 23rd. In my travels up and down the beaches there, Monmouth County, all the way down to Cape. Stopping here, doing some fishing. So I'm visiting some of, I don't have friends, people. I have enemies and acquaintances. Some acquaintances here. Stopping along some beach. Wow, look at the beaches. They're packed. And except for the youngsters, the little kids, no one's in the water because, man, was it cold. Water temperature dropped, what, 10, 11 degrees in some instances? We'll get into that in the next couple of segments. Fluke in the transition with Stanley Gola, formerly of SNS Bucktails, now the newly announced the other day, the newly launched company September 1st, SNS Jigs. Talking fluke in the transition, hitting them now with still plenty of fluke in the Back Bay, but water temperatures are critical. And joining us a little later in the show is Bud Thomas, Hunters Helping the Hungry, something new going on with that great organization, especially here in the late summer. You have depredation permits, farmers, listen in closely. And then wrap it up with party boat do's and don'ts. Oh, yeah, you've seen some stuff on the party boats, as I have. Captain Vic Hartley, Keyport Princess up there in North Jersey, formerly of the great run with the Captain Robbins out of Sea Isle. Really jammed show, summertime in its prime. The Jersey tomatoes and the corn! The Jersey corn is... I'm getting too excited. And doing some channel catting tonight. Maybe cast for some large. That's going to be a flip of a coin. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Mungo Jerry in the summertime. Anyone remember that? 1970. Oh, monster hit. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Attention, small business owners. Looking for new ways to grow your business that won't break the bank? What if I told you it all starts with just two easy steps? Step one, stop wasting precious time and money on leads that are being shared with your competition. Step two, speak with the experts at Town Square Interactive, delivering digital marketing solutions perfectly tailored to your business. You'll get the people and the platform to get in front of more local customers, all for one affordable monthly rate. The best part? No more sharing leads. Your ideal customer will come directly to you. Ready to get started? Go to townsquarelocal.com to use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. See why we've been trusted by more than 100,000 small businesses. Go to townsquarelocal.com. That's townsquarelocal.com. And there you can use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. Start growing your business today. townsquarelocal.com.
3.9% APR for 72 months with zero down on every new 2023 Outlander and Eclipse Cross in stock. Simply Matt Black Mitsubishi. Get to Matt Black Mitsubishi in Glassboro because if you have a job clearing 450 per week, you're virtually approved for a brand new Mitsubishi with zero down and low 3.9% financing for 72 months. Why would you buy a used vehicle when all Matt Black Mitsubishis are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty? So if you're stuck in a loan or lease, AJ the Trade Man will get you released and into a new car or SUV. And with Matt Black Mitsubishi's 4-day love it or leave it return policy, you simply can't make a mistake. So get to Matt Black Mitsubishi and drive home a brand new car or SUV today. Simply Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Offers approved with Tier 1 credit through Santander Consumer USA. Go to MattBlattMitsubishi.com or call 844-946-2315 for complete details. Plus tax, license, registration fees. $1,560 per thousand finance. Trade cash subject to manufacturer details. Offers can't be combined. Expires 8/6/23.
My dad, he's a double amputee. And he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom. My dad is a hero. Once our troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways. When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need. He'll help me build tiny projects. Life is good here. Without Homes for Our Troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them, like, do normal life. My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community. And the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the 5 things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, the fluke fishing, that cold water, a little bite there from the sustained south winds for a few days. Here to drop the water temperature predicated on where you were, anywhere from 8 to 10, 11 degrees. They caught some fluke, but some had mittens on. But there, for those in the know, the bite was on. Now it's bumping up. It's getting better and better. But the flounder are in transition. Now, listen, we had fair numbers of keepers in the back bay there, Barnegat Bay, Gravy, until early September last year. So there are keeper fluke back there. But for the most part, the summer flounder, especially the big ones, are on the move out of the inlets, out front to the wrecks, reefs, and gnarly areas. Join us online right now. Very special guest. Congratulations on the new gig that he will be starting September 1st. Is Stanley, lovingly referred to, and respectfully referred to as the Ayatollah of Flukerola Gola, formerly of S&S Bucktails, now S&S Jigs. He's on a boat right now. He's making some time for us. We're going to talk summer flounder on the move. Stosh, congratulations, brother. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
On the water. Hey, disorder on the water with Gola. It always happens. Stan, set those guys up. They're catching fish. Stan, let's talk one summer flounder behavior right now. Now, you just landed in the bay, 10-plus pounds a week ago. So there's still some big fish out there, but they are on the move, correct?
Yes, they are on the move. Yeah, that was actually 2 weeks ago, they're definitely on the move big time. I mean, the water temperature in the bay, we were out. We fished there this weekend. On the incoming, we had 70, and on the out, we had 84 degrees. Too warm.
Yeah.
Too warm.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. So you're not going to, there's still fish there. Absolutely. But you got to be close to the inlet now. Deep water, cooler water, more oxygen for them. They're not going to be in those skinny spots way in the back anymore. I mean, there's going to be some, mm-hmm. but there's no amount of fish.
Listen, by the way, I watched Stanley and Filet, Natal, and Captain Brady take some Taylor back in some shallow water late last. I mean, the greenheads were out. There were legions, battalions. These guys are back there. Stan, that's when you won one of your big money tournaments in that water just before the transition was underway. And I don't know how you guys didn't need a transfusion after that.
Oh, it was painful.
Okay, Stan, now the the back bays are still packed with bait. You have a peanut bunker hatch run. Mullet comes in. You got loads of spearing back there. You got the crabs. But the fluke now, they're, like I said, they're, what bait are they following out where they're positioning?
Well, they're really not worried about what bait. I mean, they're really not worried about the bait they're following out. It's just time for them to go. You know, and it's really not based on water temperature. It's based on the, how much light's in the days. That's when they move. They know once the days, and they're already starting to get a little shorter and shorter every day now because we're past that point. So they now start to move out. So you're going to find them on the closest rocks, wrecks, and reefs near your inlets. That's where the, these fish are all congregating to now.
Mm-hmm. Stan, when you say they're starting to move, I mean, will they vamoose from, say, like a mile and a half just to get out, or will they stop and go position overnight for day? And by the way, listeners, anyone who says summer flounder don't bite at night doesn't know what they're talking about. So the movement itself, pretty any periods of the day when it's most intense?
Honestly, I couldn't answer that question because I just don't know. I know they're on the move when they do it and how they do it. I don't know. Okay, I couldn't tell.
Join us on the Rack and Fin. At least he's honest about it. I just watch him catch fish and my jaws drop. Ron Rack and Fin Lionel is a Staley Ayatollah of Flukerola Gola, formerly of S&S Bucktails. Now, S&S Jigs being relaunched or inaugural launch on September 1st. Stan, tactics right now. Are these fish aggressive or are they more interested in getting the hell out of the hot water?
No, I mean, when you get them, when you find them, they are aggressive. I mean, they're definitely chewing. He definitely wants some meat on the hook, you know, bluefish, mackerel. You know, if you get a slot fish in the boat, strip him out. That's legal. You can do that. But you definitely want fresh meat on top of the gulp as well.
Oh, meat and gulp?
Yes.
Wow. Captain Dave the Ray Scholl.
No doubt.
Yeah, Captain Dave the Ray Scholl tuned us onto that a few years ago. And again, in the bays using one of his Miracle Minis and a 4-inch gulp swimming mullet. I said, Dave, that looks kind of one scent combating the other, but Stanley, very effective.
Oh, absolutely. It's very effective. Now, listen, you can get live peanuts. I mean, they're still a little small right now. They're about 3 inches.
Right.
But once they get to that 4 or 5 inch, you can fill up your live well with them and go out to one of your reefs. You'll just crush fish. Crush.
Stan, you are a jigger. Tried and true. It's in your DNA from the Stanley's dad, Big Stotch, a Polish Picasso, as I call him. If you ever saw the bucktails he painted, well, you've seen him. Just the man was just an artist. Aggressive jigging, Stan, based on conditions or what?
It's based on conditions. The slower you drift, you jig faster. The faster you drift, you jig slower. It's you should be on a rhythm base with the way the boat's moving and the currents.
Sam, fluking the inlets now during the transition, that can get pretty dicey. Is it better to wait to when you figure they're out front or intercept them at the bottom of the inlet before they start to get out?
No, fishing the inlet's fine. You just got to pick the right tides and the right time of the day. You know, we fished Barnegat Inlet on a Saturday. It's just brutal. It's brutal. It's not even fun. It's just a beating of your body. Because, you know, these guys don't slow down, these yahoos. They'll blow right past you, right next to you, 40, 50 footers, throwing you all over the place. You definitely have to fish it either at the top or the bottom of the tide. You can't fish certain inlets, especially Barnegat, when that tide's screaming. You're wasting your time.
Stosh, I've seen you guys tucked in close to the rocks. The fluke will be, they're almost like they're hanging out with a tog and a triggerfish. Are they right there?
They're right there. They are right there in that rubble. They love that rubble. You got to remember, it's still 50, anywhere from 30, 32 to almost 60 foot of water on the high tide in there.
Right.
There's a lot of water in there.
Stan, other areas too, like again around the lighthouse, that finger jetty behind it, and there's structure like this all the way down through Hereford, and we got that through Seattle, whatever. Are they going to be there? So they're going to be tucked in tight, right?
They are tight to that. Yeah, they're tight to those that structure. Absolutely,
and that means a lot of sacrifice tackle, does it not?
Yes, you lose a lot of gear. That inlet is brutal. We lost like 30 jigs in there between three guys.
Stan, one question. We and my lovely Dee Marie, she's an ace at getting out, especially when we're fishing from the South Jetty or Barnegat Inlet. Stan, the shape of the jig head around versus, like, for lack of a better term, a bullet, a spro head, does that cut back on the snagging up a little bit?
Well, the ball head absolutely will. The spro head, or the minnow head, as I call it, it's kind of like it gets hung up more. The raging rattler is really the one you'd like to use because of the banana shape.
There you go.
It kind of bangs off the rocks and skips off of it.
Okay, joining us on the line is Stanley, the Ayatollah of Flukerola Gola, Fluke in transition. Stan, you have to hang in for another segment, okay? We're up against a hard grape. People, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back talking more Fluke in transition tactics with Stanley Gola. Launching S&S Jig September 1st, man. He just announced it. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Film.
I'm Ann Aliopoulos. It's the weekend of Barbenheimer at the theaters. Barbie sees the blonde doll have an existential crisis in Barbieland.
You can go back to your regular life, or you can know the truth about the universe. The choice is now yours.
The first one.
Eventually leading her to venture out into the real world alongside her boyfriend Ken. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling star in the film, directed by Greta Gerwig. Oppenheimer is director Christopher Nolan's take on the story of the father of the atomic bomb and how he had to risk destroying the world in order to save it.
Are we saying there's a chance that when we push that button, we destroy the world?
Chances are near zero.
Near zero.
What do you want from theory alone?
Zero would be nice.
Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, and Matt Damon star.
You got a friend in me.
And as part of Disney's centennial celebration, the original Toy Story is returning to cinemas nationwide. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Splash into fun at Ocean City, New Jersey's premier water park. Twist and turn down 8 stories of the longest serpentine slide on the East Coast. Plunge out the end of side-by-side body slides, lounge in the lazy river, or splash around in the kids' area. Then cap off the day with 18 holes in a tropical-themed mini-golf course. Visit ocwaterpark.com for tickets. That's ocwaterpark.com. All-day tickets are discounted when you purchase online. OC Water Park, splash into fun today.
Lucy is back. After 15 months of restoration, Lucy is open and looks better than ever. See Lucy every day, 10 to 8 till 5 on Sunday. Free parking too. You can even enjoy lunch in the other Lucy Beach Grill, featuring Lenny's world famous hot dogs. It's all back at America's oldest roadside attraction, LucyTheElephant.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Waking up July 22nd and 23rd. We're talking Fluke in transition. Stanley Gola, the Ayatollah of Flukerola, launching S&S Jigs as of September 1st, announced here on Rack and Fin Radio. Fluke in transition, Fluke out front now. So they moved out, Stan. They are on the rocks, on the rubble, on the nasty, gnarly, bucktail grabbing stuff. Situation, you're out there, your one chance to go, wind drops, wind against tide situation, and I've seen you get keepers and big ones under those conditions, Gola. Spill it out, man. What are you doing?
Well, hopefully you have a trolling motor. If you do not have that trolling motor, you would have to cast up current.
There you
go.
You'd
have to go with like a 1.5 to 2 ounce jig on a spinning rod, you know, flip it out as far as you can and bring it back to the boat. That's the best way to catch fish when you don't have that tide. The boat's not moving.
Stan, I've seen people's eyes bug out when they see the diminutive size of the bucktails you're using under deep water, you know, conditions like this in rough water. So it's a cast, and then just work it back?
Yep, let it go all the way to the bottom and work it back slowly. Keep in contact with the bottom until you get back to the boat.
Now, Stan, on that small bucktail, are you still using the gulp with the strip of meat? Again, downsizing,
no.
Of course?
Nope. Nope, just the gulp. That's it.
Style, swimming mullet, grub, what?
What's that? Yeah, grub. Six-inch grub.
Any six-inch grub on a small – wow. Listen, Stan, any yes. particular color situations as a, you know, wind against tide as opposed to a normal drift under these conditions?
What's that? Say that again, Tom.
Any specific color preference on a wind against tide as opposed to a standard
like
drift?
I like it also depends on your water clarity, you know, if it's you know, dirty or clean. You know, my go-to is natural glow, you know, white glow.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll do pink shine. And if the water's real dirty, I'll do like a chartreuse or a fire tiger, something really bright and obnoxious.
That word is synonymous with goalless technique, fluking. Stan, again, on this working back, slow bounce back, just keeping up with it, or are you really moving this thing?
No, you're skipping it along the bottom pretty good. I mean, you don't want to be too fast. You just want to make sure you keep contact with the bottom.
Hit's going to be aggressive under those conditions? Because it's not normal for the fluke to see the bait like that.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes they'll just lay on it. You'll feel dead weight. So you set up on it. You're either he's laying on it or you're on a rock.
Stosh, you seem to, you and that, your varying tournament crews, by the way, Stanley's practicing for a tournament. You seem to concentrate on the big fish. You don't want the 18s or 19s or 20s. You want 21s. You want above that. Any specific tactics in the transition for these bigger fluke? I mean, up to doormat size like you catch.
Big baits. Big baits. Bigger the bait, the better it is for you when you're fishing, when you're targeting big fish. Big strips. You know, long bluefish strip. I'm talking 8-10-inch strip.
Whoa, stinger hook, please, yes?
No, I don't use a stinger. I actually let him swallow it.
Holy God. How long does that take, Cola?
Well,
I mean, you feel the thump.
Fluke, it doesn't take him long.
Uh-huh.
10-pound fluke, he'll swallow it on the first shot. He's got it.
Stan, any time have you used live bait, like, again, live peanuts, live snapper blues? I've seen guys doing well with live spot. And when you're using that on a bucktail, any different technique?
I'm not big into the live bait thing.
Okay. Just a personal preference?
Yeah, I'm not. It's too boring. I can't stand there and just hold the rod. I'll go crazy.
We're speaking with Stanley Gola, newly launched SNS Jigs as of September 1st. Stan, your tackle for these tactics, especially over the rough and tumble stuff, braid, I assume, tie and direct, you go into a
braid,
fluoro leader,
yeah.
What?
Braid, 20-pound, 30-pound leader. You don't necessarily have to use the fluorocarbon. You don't need to put out that expense. A regular 30-pound leader is fine. You know, medium, heavy rod, low-profile reel, level wind, obviously. Something like a Daiwa Lexa or, you know, one of those reels is fine.
Stan, the one thing I want to harp back on, because I've seen you, maybe just do it by rote subconsciously. I've seen you employ three or four different, you know, methods or rhythms working your bucktails on one drift. When do you decide, when does that click in the goal of the brain? This isn't working. Hit that, try this, this may, oh, I had a tap on this. Is it just poetry in motion? What's the dealio?
It's basically I do that on what conditions I have, you know, and if that's not working, then I'll change it up. Otherwise, I'll just stick with my tried and true, just like a rhythm where I'm swimming it along the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Stosh, bingo, bam, you got the area rug on, you have the doormat, he's on, he's coming up, you know it's a big fish, the line's cleared out. The end game, Stanley, getting that big fish in the net. I've seen fish lost from party boats to charter boats, even on the jetties. Seen fish lost at the last second with the net. What's your technique on that, or whoever you're fishing with? What do you do?
Nice and slow. Don't pump the rod. Just turn the handle. Let him come float right up to the top. Do not lift his head out of that water. Let him float right into the net. Usually what I do is when I see him, when I know he's where he needs to be, just maybe a foot or two below the water, I'll step back. Guy will be next to me and just swim him right into the net. Nice and easy. Don't want to upset him.
Stan, yep. Now, is the net already submerged and you bring it under? Because I've seen Fluke back. I never knew this. Shout out to Captain Scott Newhall. I've seen him back away real fast. So what do you do? The net is out until you're ready?
Until we're ready, yep. And it'll just slowly slide it in, nice and calm, and just slide them right in the net.
Stan, as effective as you are with the fly fish, I want to talk the rules and regs, the conservation aspect, you know, for a couple minutes before up against the break. The two at 17 under 18 and the one over 18, how did you see that impact, people that you fish with, the overall fishery up and down the coast, or did it have any impact whatsoever?
I don't like it myself. I mean, you know, a lot of guys are struggling to get their slots. I'm throwing back a lot of, 19, 21, 23-inch fish, and you go home with only that one fish. I mean, the slots, I think they really put a hurting on that whole stock last year by running that. I think they should have went back to their original. But,
it is.
They want to do no matter what we say.
It is what it is. Stan, before I let you go, I have to listen. This is these guys, they're assassins. I don't mean it like, we know what I mean. Stan, the mindset, spill it, Gola, the mindset going into a tournament competition. You guys are intent. You have fun. I know that. You, Brett Taylor, Filet, and all those guys you're fishing with. The mindset going into a tournament, strategies. I mean, you discuss baits, colors. What's the deal that you're so successful?
Well, we definitely pre-fish, that's for sure. That's what we're doing right now. Really not too much with the colors. I mean, every guy on our boat has their own way of fishing and what they use. It's more about finding the fish. Where are they? You know, the day, 2 days before. You got to – just kidding. It's hard to go into a tournament blind and not know, You kind of want to have that game plan of where you're going to fish and where do you think the fish are, or where do you know they are.
Mm-hmm. Stan, things like moon phase, again, tide times, water temperature, all factor into when you're strategizing?
No, not really. It is what it is. You have a certain amount of time to fish these tournaments. Lines are in at 5. You got to be weighed in by 3. You got to kind of deal with the conditions as they're given to you.
And Sam, just out of my own curiosity, rather, how many tournaments with your schedule? How many tournaments do you enter a spring and summer?
About 12. We fish about 12.
Again, now, didn't you do another sweep of some tournament back in, June or July, or early July? What was that?
Yes, that was the Beach Haven Marlin and Tuna Club.
I mean, that was pretty impressive, Gola.
Yeah, that was a beatdown.
Now, out of curiosity, Stan, the depth you guys were fishing in that situation, and what kind of bottom structure? And what kind of bottom structure have you found over the years that you find bigger fluke prefer?
The nastier, the better, period.
I mean, rock, some of these reefs, rocks, tanks, reef balls, anything sticky?
Wrecks hold a lot of fish.
They hold the bait lizards, they hold the fish. Stan, I remember seeing a big fluke brought up filleted. It had a small lobster in it. I mean, holy smokes. These things are like meat. They eat everything.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Sam, we'll let you go. Get back on the water, and congratulations on the Phoenix. The SNS jigs will be out formally as of what, September 1st?
September 1st, they will hit the shelves.
I know you're already. Besides Flukerola, Tagarola, and Striperola. Sam, I can't wait to see the selection. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
Hey, you two, take care. Go win some stuff, will you? Keep it going.
I will.
We'll see you.
I will, Tom.
Right.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, plenty of great fluke fishing still to be had until the September, 21st, 22nd closure, but they are on the move. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Summertime at the Jersey Shore. The glitz and glamour of Atlantic City's casinos. Jersey's best pizza on the Ocean City Boardwalk. Great rides in Wildwood. And miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 wants to keep you moving with expanded summertime traffic updates Friday afternoon through your ride back Sunday evening. WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. The U.S. and China pushing Russia to avoid a global food crisis and halt its attacks on Ukrainian grain shipments.
Russia is waging war on the world's food supply. It is waging war on the poor at a time when needs are so dire. And you've heard that people are angry and people will die.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Moscow pulling out of a year-old grain deal that allowed the shipments. Two IRS whistleblowers testifying this week that government agencies mishandled the investigation into Hunter Biden. One of them, Joseph Ziegler, describing why he decided to testify.
There are a lot of things that I saw that were improper, not following proper procedures, and I thought it was my duty to come forward.
Ziegler appearing on Fox's special report. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight. Expect an overnight low of 65. It will be less humid Saturday with times of clouds and sun. We'll reach a high Saturday of 87. Mainly clear skies for your Saturday night with a low of 64. Partly sunny Sunday. We'll reach a high Sunday of 90. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
49 days and counting to the opening of the early bow season in 28 DMZs, deer management zones across the state. Now remember, of these 28 DMZs, 9, 13, 27, 28, 29, 31, 35, and 47 are governed by what I consider the insipid antler point restrictions. What's that? Quality deer management. Thank you guys for locking up hundreds of thousands of acres of public land because you want these monster bucks that just aren't happening. But anyway, 49 days to go. I hope you're out there shooting. I hope the trail cams are up. The bucks are in velvet, and they're going to, I'll tell you, I think by, what's it, August, it's like the woman that's 7 to 8 months pregnant. All of a sudden, boom, they get that growth spurt around the middle. There's going to be a growth spurt on top. Well, there's a great organization out there, Hunters Helping the Hungry. We've had this gentleman patiently waiting in the wings as a guest on Rack and Fin Radio at least once a year, and they donate venison to the New Jersey Food Banks or whatever. His name is Bud Thomas. He's been with Hunters Helping the Hungry since 1998, serves as a treasurer, and also, since the organization was formed in 97, I would say he has a long tenure there. Well, they have a, I don't know if you want to call it a program or not, but they have a refrigerated trailer now, and pull it with a truck, and, you know, the farms that have the depredation permits or what have you can actually, they'll leave the trailer, from what I understand, on the property, refrigerated, store up to 20 deer or so. Again, all the meat is then brought to one of the participating butchers, of which I wish there were more, especially here in South Jersey, and donated. Bud's joining us online right now. I've been very patient. Bud Thomas, how are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm good. How are you doing today?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. Bud, I read about this, and I said, got to get BT on the phone here to talk about it. What a wonderful wonderful thing you have going here. It's just getting underway, I understand, correct?
Yeah, we were able to purchase a truck and a refrigerated trailer that, like you said, holds 20 deer. So we have people calling and schedule when they want the trailer on their property, farmers or people, different organizations that have depredation hunts. And we'll set the trailer there for a week or whatever they need. And when the trailer fills up, we take it to one of our participating butchers for processing.
Bud, that's fantastic. Now, here's a question. Money-wise, are these deer going to be covered under which financing?
They have the Hunters Helping Hungry pays for the processing.
I mean, even for this new thing? Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's mainly for farmers to help them out.
Right.
They, you know, they experience a lot of crop damage, as you well know, and they're the ones who were instrumental in getting us the grant that we received to allow us to buy this truck and trailer.
Wonderful. So, but it's a win-win all around because they do take a hit. Southwest Salem County, I mean, these deer, just, no matter how many it seems you harvest, whoa, they're right back. as if there wasn't a hunt. Now, go into the process here, Bud, of how the meat eventually gets to where it's going, the food bank or wherever. How does that work?
So once the deer gets taken to one of our participating butchers, it gets processed there, and then the food bank picks it up from the processor, and the food bank distributes it through emergency shelters, soup kitchens, churches, whatever they support.
And how long does that take from being delivered to actually going on a plate? A week, 2 weeks, a month?
Well, that depends on how busy the food bank is.
Okay.
So that's kind of out of our control at that point.
And, Bud, now getting this thing underway, the logistics involved, all of a sudden, you know, you guys brainstormed and there it was, or did you have to go through this step, that step, that step, this step? What was the dealio?
Well, there's always steps, Tom, you know that. Come on. First of all, like I said, we got this grant from the Department of Agriculture through the urging of the Farm Bureau. And we had the money, so we decided to buy the truck and the trailer. And people who want to schedule a trailer, they can email huntershelpingthehungry@gmail.com, and the gentleman's name is Les, and he will schedule a trailer in. So it's at first we kind of weren't really advertising it that much because it was new and we didn't need a scheduling nightmare on our hands too.
True,
but we've had it for a little bit now, so it's okay to let everybody know about it. The problem is, if it gets too far away from one of our participating butchers, that's a little bit of an issue. So we always need butchers, as you well know. Every time I come on your show, I talk about that.
It's like pulling teeth. Well, I understand that, you know, the objections or whatever involved, or the red tape, what have you. Now, Bud Thomas, is this statewide from Sussex County to Cape May County?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
The only thing that limits anything is, like I said, the geographical location of the butchers. We need more participating butchers, and it's not that big a deal if somebody has a shop and they want to be part of our program. One of our butchers who's been with us from the very beginning will be more than happy to guide the butchers in on what they need, what the inspectors are looking for, so that when they come out, they're ready and everything's a go.
Fair enough. Listen, it's a great program. You're doing something well. You're helping the environment, harvesting the deer, helping the deer herd. And you're also doing something for those that are far less fortunate than all of us who are listening right now. Okay, Bud, so farmer contacts you, okay?
Right.
Or an organization contacts you that has a depredation permit. All systems are go. Now, how does this auger for, like I said, 49 days, man. The bow season's here. Early bow season, which is, even though it's hot, a lot of people bitch about, oh, it's so too hot to hunt. A lot of guys and gals are out there in the woods. Will this farm depredation thing sort of go into the background now with what's the loads of deer you get during the actual bow season?
Well, kind of, because everybody's just out there hunting. We have people bringing it to the butchers. But in the off season, the trailer gets a little bit more use. And even if, on the farm, the trailer's out there getting used at the farm where they're having hunts. UBNJ parked our trailer for them. They had a hunt over at Garden State Archers.
Right, yeah.
And it all helps out.
Okay, Bud, question before I let you go here. Now, for the regular hunters helping the program during the bow season, shotgun season, permits, what have you, what is the structure now? Free deer unless it's 50 pounds or under?
If the deer is 50 pounds or over, and that's the dressed hanging weight, then Hunters Helping the Hungry pays the full processing fee. The butchers get $100 per deer, and we pay the full fee. If the deer is less than 50 pounds dressed hanging weight, then we require the hunter that's donating that deer to pay the first $50 of the processing fee, and then we pick up the rest.
More than fair. Okay, Bud Thomas, Hunters Helping the Hungry Secretary Treasurer since, well, I guess, 1998, and the organization was formed in 1997. Thank you for your service, Mr. T.
No, I'm glad to do it.
Question, you've been able to get out over the years to actually hunt yourself, or you're just busy running around doing all this?
I've been a little busy running around, yeah.
Okay, but people want to find, especially farmers in particular, want to find out more about this. Where do they go? Who do they call? Like, you give it again.
huntershelpingthehungry@gmail.com, and you address Les, L-E-S. And he will handle the scheduling of the trailer.
Fair enough, bud. Hope to see you in the woods sometime this fall. October is my time out. Actually, any time I can get out there is my time. But again, listeners, 49 days to the early opener September 9th. Bud, you take care. Hope to see you soon, man.
You too.
See you again, Tom. Yep.
Take care.
Yeah, as soon as depredation permits, I mean, you know, the deer is supposed to be buried, theoretically, whatever, disposed of, what have you. And I've seen, You're out there like during the winter hunts, and what is all these bones? All these So it's definitely venison being put to good use. Refrigerate a trailer. They have the truck and park on your property. Can hold up to 20 deer. Doesn't cost you anything. And you're, again, helping the far less fortunate than all of us. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, Hunters Helping the Hungry. Check it out.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Hi?
Afternoon. Atlantic City Electric here to install your new smart meter.
Did I order a new meter?
No, we're replacing old meters in South Jersey with new smart meters.
What's the catch?
No catch, just more insight and functionality.
Which means?
Soon, you'll have even more reliable electric service and new tools and programs to help you save energy and money.
Yep, that's smart. Learn more about smart meters at atlanticcityelectric.com/SEN.
Do the bump, do the hustle, do the funky chicken. But whatever you do, get down to Royal Farms Chicken Palooza. Right now, get a three-piece world-famous chicken meal. White, dark, or chicken tenders with Western fries for just $6. With a portion of each chicken meal sale donated to local charities. Can you dig it? Plus, register to win world-famous chicken for a year. That's a three-piece world-famous chicken meal with Western fries for only $6. Don't stop till you get enough. But hurry, Royal Farms Chicken Palooza is only for a limited time. So boogie on in for Royal Farms Chicken Palooza. Going on now, and it's just the way, you like it. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Sweepstakes ends August 31st, 2023. Chicken for a year prize to be awarded as $100 Royal Farms gift cards. For details and official rules, visit royalfarms.com/chicken-palooza-sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Royal Farms.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 22nd and 23rd. Yeah, Hunters Helping the Hungry, bow season rapidly approaching. Early in the program, we had Stanley Ayatollah of Flukerola on, talking transition, summer flounder. They are on the move. Like I said, there's still some in the back bays, but you know, the inlets right now and out front is where you're going to have your prime fishing. Well, some of the deeper bays have deeper spots in the bay, I should say. Still have plenty of flatties in there. Now, you don't have a chance to fish on a private boat, charter boat. You go on a party boat. Some great party boats. Oh, the numbers are dwindling. I got the Barnegat Light. I looked up going down Cape May. Woof. Oh, man, the Porgy 4, shout out to Captain Paul Thompson. He's probably on a golf course as we speak right now. Numbers are dwindling. So you find a good party boat with a good crew, good captain. Enjoy the trip. But, especially if you're a newbie or just a casual summer flounder angler, listen. Listen to the mates. Listen to the captain. Take their tips. They're there. They want you to catch fish. So you come back on their boat or tell friends or relatives, come back on the boat. They want you to have an enjoyable experience. Yeah, there's been some, I've been on some boats where the mates cut and all that happens. But 99% of the time, they are there. They are working for you. Listen to what they say. Soak it up like a sponge and you will catch us. Very special guest on the line with us right now. I've known for many years from, down Sea Isle way on the Captain Robbins Island, the Keyport Princess up there out of Monmouth County, is Captain Vic Hartley. And I see Vic at the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council meeting. He's there. He's hands-on working for the angler. Captain Victor, great to have you on Rack and Fin for the first time. How you been?
Good. Thank you very much. I've been really good.
Vic, the boat up there, you're doing well. They're fishing Raritan Bay. This is getting the flounder, and it's just been a pretty good, except for some cold water situations. And your boat's been busy, Vic. You get newbies on there, you get casual, and you get, the sharpies, so to speak, for lack of a better term. Vic, party boat do's and don'ts, especially for the newbies. What have you observed where, I wouldn't do that if I were you, or, where a mate comes in, saves a day, untangles, whatever. How do you work around that dynamic?
We try and explain everything right from the beginning. We try and explain how to use the rental rods. We try and tell you what to do and what don't to do right on in our speech. So that's how we kind of start out.
Now, along the rail, the baits are in, the drifts are starting. Do you encourage more elbow room? How do you handle people that want to, someone nails a flounder and someone walks right next to them all of a sudden? I mean, that's like just sort of strategic politics dealing with that, is it not?
Yes.
Your mates. Go ahead.
We just get people not to move once they get started. Some people like to be in the front. Some people like the stern. Everybody has their favorite spot, especially the guys who come with us all the time. There'll be some people think the stern is the best. Some guys love to be on the bow.
Captain Victor, speaking of Captain Victor, Keyport Princess, formerly the Captain Ramazan, a very stellar run there in sail. And again, which it was surprising, but people, especially like my age, like they're set in their ways. This is what works. And I've seen it, Vic, where a mate said, sir, you may want to try this. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And they don't catch fish, and they're pissed off. We're the newbies, so to speak, for the most part. Okay, teach me, show me. And they catch fish, and they're happy. So it's walking a fine line between those who consider themselves veterans, experts, and those who are new, and one doesn't catch fish, would you expect would, and the other one, would you really expect not catches fish? That I've seen that scenario many a time.
Oh, yeah. We get people that come on the boat that are fishing the gulp and the all the stuff that they have. And then you'll get the guy with the rental rod who, like you said, we expect, we got 20 rental rods out today. They're not going to do anything. But they're dragging squid and spearing, and they're catching fish, and they're catching a lot of keepers.
Right.
But the one thing we always suggest is, the biggest problem we always have is you always tell people we use conventional reels for fluke fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cast them. Don't cast them.
I think he said that for me. He said that for my benefit.
Yep. The mates don't have time there to untangle you all day. And there's a lot of times you'll tell people over and over, and they just keep casting. So now what I do is I actually charge for a new rental rod. We can't get it untangled within a reasonable amount of time. I just charge you for another rental rod, and hopefully at some point you get the point.
And that's Captain Victor, that's fair enough. I mean, how many times can you tell the person? But I guess some people you always hear this, they talk to someone who talks to, oh, no, don't drop it down. You got to get it away from the boat. That's what a fluke are. So that runs into a situation there. Captain Victor, mate, there's always a point I ask. Mate training. Experience on the water is one thing. People experience is another thing. Getting that meld together where you have someone who knows the fishing, knows how to deal with the tackle, and knows how to deal with the people. The winnowing process, Captain Vic, you have a great crew there. How did you arrive at that? What's the trial and error?
It's just taking guys out and hopefully, number one, the captain has to mesh with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the customers, I mean, you don't want anybody that gets really nasty. And sometimes the older you get, the more nasty they get. So they have to go. But we have guys that just come on, and sometimes they just can't work out. They just don't listen, don't help the crew enough. I'm fortunate enough to have two great kids that are involved in the business, and I've got a couple good mates. Like I got a 74-year-old guy that is just great with the customers, and he's been around the party boat business forever. And then I've got another guy that just really meshes good with the boat, and he helps with the maintenance, and he's great with the customers. They all know him. Mm-hmm. And then a couple other things that we see, and we always tell people, especially new people, don't lift the flounder out of the water. Like, we lose so many big fish because people just want to turn them into a kite. And they lift them out of the water, and then they just look at them while they're there until they spit the hook. It's hard enough sometimes to get them. And you got to yell for the net. And people sometimes are so quiet that they won't yell for the net, even though they've got a big one hanging there. And
that's
one of the big pet peeves.
Well, I never had a problem with that, because I'm yapping constantly. Well, Vic, another thing, too, though, you have to take into account, especially with a newbie, Mary, mother of God, look what I have. And they're just, and they want it in the boat. They can't wait for it. They want it in the boat. So, you know, that's the win or lose factor there. Hopefully they learn from the experience.
Yes. Yep. And I would always tell newbies, too, if you're new to party boats, just show up on time. One thing, like, if a boat leaves at 7, you want to be there at least a half hour, 45 minutes ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest pet peeves is I leave drop lines on time. Don't show up at 7 o'clock and expect me not to be upset because I'm leaving at 7 o'clock.
Fair enough. People are there and they paid. And they expect to move. So, listen, it's a give-and-take situation. I mean, you have to do your part as well. Well, Vic, back to the mates. I was on a boat, and this guy, I mean, it was tough conditions, almost like a wind against tide situation. It bites, the fluke are really recalcitrant. Some sea robins came up, some sea bass. But this guy, and the guy's in the late 50s, early 60s, a lot younger than me, people. Okay, we know that. But Vic, he was so encouraging and enthusiastic. How he kept that up, and it was a four-hour trip, okay? And God bless him, because he was on a trip after that as well. How he kept that up, some people caught fish, some didn't, but I'm listening to them, talking to them as they're leaving the boat. Vic, everyone had a good time. So to have a mate like that is you can't put a value on it, because even though they didn't catch any fish, had some tangles, had some snags, they had a good time and they were going to be back.
Yep.
So getting someone like that, Vic, that's a win-win all around for future business.
And I think we have that type of crew now. We have probably a steady crew of four or five people that are with us every single day. And I think everybody who goes off our boat goes off happy. Because, you know, I with the rules and regulations, like you said earlier, I'm on the Mid-Atlantic Council as an advisor. I do all this stuff where I go to meetings.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you everywhere, Vic.
Yep. Ralph Stork, I don't know if you remember.
Ralph out of Margate.
Out of Margate. I started working for him before that. I was with the Miss Townsend's Inlet, the Captain Robbins. But Ralph told me back in 1989, he goes, "We are not in the fishing business anymore. We are in the entertainment business." He says, as long as people go off happy, and they will, or they should, if you take good care of them, they'll be back. Because he goes, he could see the writing on the wall back then that with the new regulations and this and that.
Exactly.
That he goes, "You're not in the fishing business anymore." He goes, "You're in the entertainment business." So you got to make people happy, whether they're catching shorts. I mean, I run a 7-hour boat now, so I deal a lot more with people who want to catch fish. But I still, even if we have bad days, they still go off. They come back because they had a good time.
Had a good time, and Vic, they see the effort that you and there's other great party boats as well, the effort that you and the crew put in. So, he used to have a great, when I first moved down to Ocean City, I think it was 89. He used to have a radio show, did he not? Ralph Stork? Yeah. So, and I met him at Wood Advertising. Came over to talk to my the principal, Dick Wood. So, yeah, Vic, you have a rich history, and thanks so much. Listen, it's Party Boat. Glean it. Listen to the podcast. Re-listen. Party Boat do's and don'ts. You want to try a party boat, be it a pontoon boat in the Back Bay or the Miss Keyport Princess up there, you know, Raritan Bay, bigger boat. Listen to the captains. Listen to the mates. Learn. And one thing, Vic, I heard, I don't know where he came up with this. I heard it somewhere, too. The guy said, the one person who was just adamant about doing it one way, he said, sir, I'll never forget this. I used to be a fan of Sky King. Your mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work until it's open. And that guy ended up getting two keepers. After he listened to the mate, Vic, it was something to witness. Like, and there you go. That's what these people do. They want you to catch fish. It's entertaining, and they want you to come back. They're there to help you. So listen to the mates and listen to the captain. Hey, Vic, give the website or phone number of the Keyport Princess. Listen, you're ever up north, Jersey, up in Mama County. Give them a shout. Give them a shout. Vic, go.
Yep, you can give us a call at 609-780-6362, or you can visit us on the web at keyportprincess.com.
Captain Vic, before I let you go, real fast, we have about a minute left where I have to close this out. The paucity now of the party boats, it's like they're, Doris May, that's been repurposed. This one gone, that one gone. I remember going down to Barnacot Light, going down to Cape May, going down to the Highlands, Atlanticons, Jersey City. I mean, party boats back in the 70s through the 80s. And Captain Vic, you're one of the survivors. It's sad to see.
Yes.
What's happened between the regulation, the mismanagement, what have you, that, again, it's becoming a struggle, Vic. And someone said the other night, I was at a little cookout, said, I mean, Tommy P, I think the party boat business is on its way out.
It's
not to be dramatic, but Vic, that's what it looks like when you see the casualties, so to speak.
It is, and part of the reason is kids don't want to be in it. I'm fortunate that even some of the other guys say I'm lucky that I have two kids that want to do this. I mean,
there you go.
Kids don't do this today. They want little charter boats, or they want this or that, but it's just getting harder for survive with the regs and people wanting to build condos and every other thing. So it's kind of getting harder and harder to survive in the industry.
People, let me tell you something. You go to New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council, but you can depend on Captain Vic to get up to that lectern, up to that podium. So, Vic, you let it be known, man. That's one of the things I respect about you. You and Captain Dave the Rave Shoal as well. I mean, you voice it. That you tell like it is. And I was especially that striper debacle back in May. I said, man, that's vintage Vic Hartley up there. Well, Vic, you have a great weekend. Hope to see you on the water soon when I'm up that way, brother.
All right, thanks.
See you, man. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Party boat do's and don'ts. Hey, man, still plenty of fluke out there. And there's sea bass. And you got the chub mackerel. Yeah, it's the bomber sea robins are here. Triggerfish, go out and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.